Do you know that there is only one God in three eternal persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Do you know that Jesus said He is the only way to heaven, and His death and resurrection bring forgiveness of sins to all who believe? Welcome to the Pastor Study, a ministry of pastorstudy.org. Join us now as we study God's Word, the Bible, together.
Welcome to the Pastor Study. Last week, I pulled up in the service station to fill up my car and opened the car door, and from the next car, very strong marijuana came out. I drove 5 minutes, got out of the car to go to the library. Again, the car next to me, powerful marijuana coming out. Both cars were pretty junky. You could tell these were probably poor people. And I thought, thank you, liberal Minnesota state senators that have voted in recreational marijuana. Now, if you watched the show some months ago, this happened a number of months ago. Minnesota now is totally run by liberal senators. We had minor abortion restrictions in Minnesota. They're all gone. Abortion right up to the day of delivery is legal here. We now have Minnesota being a safe state for sex change operations for children. We are now, I think, on the verge of requiring insurance companies to pay for sex change operations and for abortions. And so we've become the San Francisco of the Midwest. The other Midwestern states are pretty conservative, but you've got California on one end, New York on the other, and in the middle, it's Minnesota and Illinois that's doing this craziness. So, you know, our program today is going to ask this question: will America repent, or will we see its demise? And if you remember that sign on the shore that says point of no return, and if you're canoeing and you go past that sign, no matter how much you try to backpedal, you're going over the falls. So let's talk about all this. I know we're talking Minnesota some here, but this is true all over the nation. Are we going to repent as a nation or not? So I thought we'd bring in an expert. I want to introduce to you Dan Hall. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Tom. Good to see you.
Good to have you here. Dan was a state senator here in Minnesota for 10 years. That would have driven me crazy. Yep. He also now is a chaplain who works with our politicians, trying to help them come to Christ and turn around. So this is an important topic. Let's pray first. God the Father, we pray for America, a land that has sent out more missionaries than any other country. And so therefore, I think our country is under attack by the devil. And Lord, it's amazing what has happened to our nation in the last 30 years with these crazy things. God, speak to each of us and help each of us be a part of turning America around.
Mm-hmm.
We ask in Jesus' name.
Yep. Thank
Amen.
You, Amen.
Well, Dan, before we jump into the topic, I always like to ask our guest, how did you come to know Christ?
You know, I grew up in the projects, like I said, but as we moved out of the projects to South Minneapolis, there was a guy, he's still alive, John Cook, and he was with Powderhorn Christian School for a while, but he had a storefront Sunday school class on Wednesday nights. And as a fifth grader on Minnehaha Avenue on, I think, 43rd Street, as fifth graders, we'd go there and we'd get hear a little puppet show about Jesus, and then, do you want to accept Christ? And that's the first time I remember raising my hand saying, yep, this is what I want to do. And then, of course, Mom, who got saved in the projects, because a little Baptist lady came to the door and shared Jesus with her, and life changed when that happened.
Oh, wonderful.
So we would go to whatever church was closest to our house. Okay. Eventually ended up in a Lutheran church,
Okay. Which
I loved. But some of the most important moments in life, like at the year after confirmation, there were 35 kids in my class. There were only five of us going to church.
I know.
And I remember going and talking to one of my friends, Christy Pengra, and saying, Christy, what's going on here? And she said, you know, They've done their
time,
yep, and now they don't think they have to go to church, and the parents aren't going to church anymore either.
And they never were to begin with, a lot of them.
Yeah, and then I said, is this what Christianity is really all about, which really caught me to start looking at things like Billy Graham. Mom would make us watch Billy Graham.
Good.
So that was the beginning.
All right, that's good to hear. Well, Dan, let's get right into this. Here's what troubles me. Even the more conservative states are now putting in abortion to their constitutions. I mean, Ohio and Kansas are now more in favor of abortion, and they voted it in because Roe versus Wade fell. To me, that shows how much America loves abortion.
Yeah.
We are in trouble. Do you see any sign of America turning around?
You know, I keep hearing from some of the people that are working with some of the youth that there are people, kids, that are actually coming on fire right now.
Okay.
I personally haven't seen it,
yeah,
to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
And I don't see it at the Capitol, okay, because at the Capitol, it's all older people, unless you're on the left, and then there's some youth that are there. They don't even know why they're there, except they're radical and they're going to fight against,
yeah,
whatever the big government's doing.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that it's a real start, but we'll find out in the future.
Do you, you're down there at the Capitol a lot, and you're sharing Christ with these people. Do you ever see anybody turn around on these issues?
Not on the issues that fast. You know, there are some times that we pray with people. But on the issues, you know, it takes time. Once you get saved, it takes time to renew your mind. And I think it's the same thing with us. There are a lot of times that I don't quite understand the issue, and I get to know it more, and I go, oh, that's the right way. I've been thinking wrong on this.
Do you see people converting to Christ down there? Does that ever happen?
Well, yeah, there's a few times. You know, I can remember a lot of times when I'm down there, I would say most of the time, I try to go to the House, Senate, and the Judiciary, Supreme Court Justice room down there, and the reception room for the governor's reception room. And when I'm there, I talk to people. I can still remember this gal from Iowa, and she, you know, told me why she was there, and I said, well, who I am? And I said, you know, are you a Christian? She said, well, not really. I said, have you thought about it? She said, yeah. I said, can I answer any questions for you? She said, no. I said, would you like to accept Christ? And she said, yes.
Oh, wow.
And so we prayed right there in the governor's reception,
wow,
room. She cried.
Oh.
And never saw her again.
Oh.
You know. So there are those times.
Yes.
It's, are you looking for, as I think there's a book out there, looking for the one.
Okay.
The one that God presents,
yeah,
to you to share.
Well, there's rather hostility to the name of Jesus down there, too.
Oh, absolutely.
And I have a story, but you tell me your story first.
Well, I'll tell you, as a senator, I came in, and of course, they knew I was a minister, and they asked me to do the opening prayer, because every day we open with prayer. And when I went to do that, I thought, and I think I got it from the Lord, I was going to pray the first congressional prayer of Congress, which ends, it's a great prayer, but it ends in, I pray this in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So when I did that, and I passed it out to everybody, all the senators, I got rebuked from the floor, and nobody was there protecting me. In other words, responding back. So I eventually went to the president of the Senate, and I said, who was a Democrat, and I said, help me out here. I've got religious freedom, and I've got freedom of speech, but you're telling me I can't pray in Jesus' name. And she said, and think of this, what you don't understand, she said, Senator, is that inclusiveness overrides those freedoms.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, that's the lie they're trying to put out there. And so they know that I will only pray in Jesus' name, and they have not asked me since I left.
My story.
Yeah.
1 year ago, I get a phone call. Pastor Brock, it's been suggested you come and do the opening prayer.
Sure.
And I said, well, you need to know I always pray in Jesus' name. And if you don't allow that, you don't want me. Well, that's not very inclusive, but we can't forbid it. So I go down, I open the Senate hearing with prayer. I didn't lambast them about anything. I just, Lord,
yeah,
guide them by your Spirit. In the name of Jesus the Savior, amen.
Yeah.
Immediately, two state senators came over to me about how offended they were that I prayed in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And I said, Well, I said when I was invited, that's the way I pray. Well, you shouldn't have come. And then they stormed off, and the one went to the guy that invited me, whoever's over that, yeah. And I think he was getting an earful. But, ooh, I mean, if when an imam comes to pray, I bet he does it in the name of Allah, but absolutely. We can't pray in the name of Jesus. So, yeah.
That's how powerful the name is, though.
Yeah.
See, and yeah. Whether they know it or not,
yeah.
that's what they're doing. And they're pushing a narrative. And they're going to push it and push it and push it. We just need to stand up like separation of church and state.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, then let's talk about this. When we tried, before Obama and the Supreme Court made gay marriage legal, we were trying to protect traditional marriage in Minnesota. We were trying to have an amendment to put that in our Constitution, that marriage is one man, one woman. There were two tragic things that happened. The evangelical pastors, you couldn't get them to talk. They just wouldn't take a stand. There, a few did. Overwhelmingly, they didn't stand up and say, let's vote this thing in. The tragic part was that liberal religious people like the ELCA Lutherans, the United Church of Christ, the Presbyterian USA, were in favor of gay marriage.
Yeah.
Our governor in Minnesota is a Lutheran. And there's nobody more pro-abortion rights in the country that's a governor, I don't think, than our governor. So it's evil when Bible-believing Christians won't stand up and speak. It's super evil when people who claim to be Lutherans, Baptists, Catholics, whatever, like our president, and the people that claim to be Catholic or Lutheran are in favor of abortion.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's going on here? Do you ever see, what's your opinion on how do we turn this thing around?
Prayer.
Okay.
You know, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if we are a people that will humble ourselves, pray, seek God's face, and repent. I think it's that simple right there. But I like you, what are the pastors preaching out there? Are they preaching sin? Are they preaching how to repent? Because if you don't think you're a sinner, there's no reason for repentance.
Yeah.
And are they really saved? Because if you're really saved, your mind will be renewed. You know, if you read the scripture, I think it's pretty clear. If you try to make scripture go the way your philosophy wants to go, well, you can twist and turn that.
Yeah.
But are we going to get there? History would say yes, unless we're in the last days. Is it gotten bad enough yet? I don't know. It's pretty bad. but I don't know. I think things have gotten crazy. Down at the Capitol, it's extremely crazy down there, and we do not have the people that should be standing up. That place should be flooded with Christians and pastors, and there are some. But I was down yesterday and for the Equal Rights Amendment, there was probably 30 or 40 people pro-Equal Rights Amendment, and there were the Christians down there, maybe 10 to 20 at most.
Mm.
And there was one pastor, at least I saw down there, from River Valley Church in Burnsville area there. But we should be understanding this is not about even us. It's about the Lord.
It is.
It's about his proclamations, and are we going to stand up for him? Ephesians 6, stand. Just take a stand. You don't have to fight anybody. Just take a stand.
Absolutely. Yeah, that. So you're saying, first, we got to pray. Now, that's personal prayer. But you all, don't you organize prayer rallies now and then down there?
I organize prayer wherever I can get people to pray. We have on Tuesday nights, we have a group that prays for Minnesota on Zoom. And then we've got people down there with the Capitol Prayer Network twice a week for 2 hours, Mondays and Thursdays, that pray in the governor's historic dining room down there.
Wonderful.
So
let's do this. We're going to put this up at the end, but let's put it up now, too. If you would like to be part of a prayer ministry to turn things around, Dan is going to, we're going to put up his website here, and danhallmn@gmail.com. Write you, and you'll tell them how to get involved in prayer.
I'll sign them up. The other thing that I've got, of course, is the Truth Report. And the Truth Report I put out to about 5,000 people every week. What are the religious freedom articles around the country?
Yeah.
that we need to see what's really going on, because people don't know.
Those are excellent. I get them.
Yeah.
I have to pray sometimes before I read them because it's so tragic. But I'm glad you get, and there, everybody, go to danhallmn@gmail.com and ask for, it's called,
ask to be on the Truth Report.
And you get an email once every week. Once every week telling you what's going on around the nation. And it'll move you to pray, because when I get those, I have to pray.
Yeah, and then we have, on that, we have who to be praying for as far as legislators.
Yes.
And sometimes those are our lists that we keep putting on, and sometimes there are people that have said, hey, would you ask them to start praying for me?
Yeah.
I mean, we've got, I was having coffee this morning with the leader of the Republican Party in the state, the chair, and he asked for prayer.
Oh.
And so, you know, they're saying we need it as a state.
Well, and let me tell you, when I went down and prayed and got an earful at the state senate a year ago, I watched this stuff on TV, the hearings, and I was able to go up to about five conservative senators who did a powerhouse job trying to stop all this. They didn't win, but wow, were they eloquent. And I was able to go up and personally shake their hand and thank you for being Daniel in the lion's den.
Yeah.
And there are people down there like that.
Oh, my goodness. There are guys that are so articulate in their rulings and arguments. It's wonderful. Most of the, I would say most, if not all, of the Republican senators are Christians that I know.
Oh, is that right?
And willing to stand up for the freedoms of our country.
Yeah.
You know, and the left, you know, I only hope and pray, because most of the time the left doesn't want anything to do with me because of separation of church and state. Plus, I was a Republican senator.
Yeah.
You know, so they don't really trust me. And I understand that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm cordial and say hi to them, and I've gotten friendly with a lot of them.
Yeah.
But they've got lots of hard things going on down the road. For instance, the Senator Michelle, who was caught burglarizing.
Having legal problems.
Yeah. And so it's a strange place down there right now. But you know what? It's a park house. People ought to come down. Shine your light.
Right.
You know, bring
walk
yourself
the
down
building.
There. Pray. Just walk the halls and pray.
Yeah.
Pray under your breath. You don't have to make a scene.
Right. Good. All right. Other than praying and getting your newsletter, what else should we be doing to try to turn America around?
Boy, those are the important things.
Okay.
Praying, but the other thing is showing up.
Okay.
When there's a call for people to show up, because they just look at the numbers. Are there a big group out there? I think it was last Friday. There was a huge group of Christians there. And speakers, you know, we need that
now
at the end of session almost every day.
Okay.
But there are people like me that are putting out reports of some of the bills that are coming up that are going to tear down our religious freedoms.
Yeah.
Those are the days Christians need to come out and show up.
And where else are our religious freedoms under attack? Anything come to mind? We talked a little bit about it, but...
Well, we did talk about, of course, abortion. It's not necessarily religious freedom, but, you know, abortion, you said up to birth. It's actually after birth.
Yes.
Because they turned around one of my bills that I had about 6-7 years ago, which was if you botch an abortion and a baby comes out alive, you can't let it die. You have to try to save it.
And that failed.
And that failed. Or no, that passed, that would take away that.
Right.
So now they can let babies die.
They can let the babies die.
If they were trying to abort that baby afterwards. And that's just heart-wrenching.
Well,
it's hard to even think about it.
To think that if we won't let your child have a sex change operation in Arkansas, come to Minnesota, we're glad to let that happen here. And here's how sick it gets. The ELCA Lutheran denomination, of which I used to be a part, pays for hormone blockers for children. It pays for sex change operations. It pays for abortions for any reason in the church's healthcare plan, funded by offering dollars. I mean, if the church is that messed up, how can we expect the society to turn around?
Right.
So my job is to try to turn the church around. Your job is to try to turn the government around.
Well, but we're working on the church, too. There's a group out there that I'm part of called Cornerstone Standard Coalition of States.
Okay.
Kind of a lot of words there. But we short Cornerstone Standard. And they're a group that has sent letters. that were signed by legislators that sent them out to the different states around Minnesota to say, if you have families that come from your state to Minnesota to get sex changes and they're for their minors, you need to set up a law that makes that a felony if they come back, just like kidnapping.
I see. Yeah.
And because that's so egregious to what's, you know, what you're doing to a child, it yeah. should not be done.
Yeah.
And we haven't heard back from those governors, North, South Dakota, and Iowa.
Uh-huh.
But all of our legislators, or most of them, I should say, on the conservative side, have signed those.
Well, you know, as we pray and fight, and we haven't been winning lately. I mean, in the last 10 years, things have just gone wacko in America. And you know what? You're right. This stuff is prophesied that there would be a falling away before the end.
Yeah.
So let's say that we're in the end times, the church is falling away, so Christ is going to come back. Are we, you know, if we're in the end times, I just think of the Old Testament. When the Jews went after false gods, God brought in the Assyrians. When they repented, okay, but then they did it again and God brought in the Babylonians. I can't help but think that somebody could push a button and there'd be a nuclear bomb.
Absolutely.
From, you know, God in a second can judge America.
Yeah, I've got a colonel in my church, and I asked him one day, I said, how close are we to a third world war? And he said, we're at the edge. It wouldn't take much of a spark to do the whole thing. And I went, whoa. I mean, it kind of feels like that. Well, you and I have never gone through a season like this in our world.
No.
That I can remember.
And yesterday, an Iranian official claimed that they have the atomic bomb now. So I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what he claimed.
Not the nuclear, but the atomic.
No, I'm sorry. Nuclear bomb.
Okay.
That's what I meant.
Sure.
So just, is there anything else that you would like to say to the people that are watching that to get them involved, Pat? Not Pat, Dan. Dan's his brother. Pat's his brother. I know his brother.
We knew that was going to happen.
It slipped
eventually.
Out. So, Dan, anything else you want to say to our people?
Only that, again, it's time to humble ourselves, to pray, to seek God's face, and to repent.
Okay.
And there's a lot in just those, thinking through those. And every day I'm trying to say, am I humbling myself? Because that's not an easy thing for me. I find
right.
I have a lot of pride.
Am I
praying? Am I, you know, is it just a routine? Or am I really crying out to God? Which is a whole nother emphasis on prayer. And am I repenting or turning from my wicked ways?
I think we need to do that right now. How many minutes have we got left, you know? We've got 5 minutes left. You know, Dan, and I want to ask all of our viewers, start regularly praying for America, for California, New York, Minnesota. Start regularly praying for America.
Amen.
Pray for the people that are trying to be Daniel in the lion's den down in your state legislators. But could you just take a couple minutes, and let's all bow our heads and close our eyes. And would you pray for America?
Absolutely. Okay. Father, we come before you because we have great need. Without you, we have nothing. And I believe you are causing all of this for us to get on our knees and to come back to you, Lord. We have been going around the wilderness and not really following you, and we're falling away, God. And so we pray your anointing over us, our government, those in authority over us,
yes, Lord,
that we could lead quiet and peaceful lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that we might honor you and glorify you. It's about you, God, and we know that you are working through us. But, Lord, we don't want to be fearful. We want to be excited for what you're doing. And this is an exciting time, actually, to live for your kingdom's sake. And so we want to lift you up as where you should be. We take our fears and we put them at the cross, and we ask you to show us, each one of us, in our prayers, what we can and should do to help change what's going on. And it might be just standing here, standing there, putting a sign in your yard, getting back to church if you're not going to church, that we can hear the call, God, that you want us to take a stand, and we want to do that for your sake, in your name, in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Dan. And just everybody, let's put up one more time. You need to get his weekly emails. So let's put that up there for you to sign up for. It's Dan Hall, if we could put that on the screen, danhallmn@gmail.com. And just, again, start praying for America. Start showing up at things. I love these school board parents who are upset that they've got pornography now in the elementary school library, and the parents are reading it at the school board meeting, and they stop it because it's so pornographic. And the dad says, well, you just made my point.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need a lot more of that. And so everybody be praying. And Martin Luther said, pray as if it all depends upon God. Work as if it all depends upon you. We need both.
It's a good word.
Yeah. We need people to pray, and we need to get people involved. And I just I want to just again say, pray for those dear souls at the state legislature, wherever your state is, that are standing for Christ, because they are.
Yeah. We have a lot of them.
Yeah, we do. And so thank you so much, Dan.
My pleasure. Good to see you.
Good to see you. And we got just a minute or two, so I'm just going to give an update now. We're on the air because of God, your prayers, and your support. And if you'd like to support what we're trying to do here, we're on all over the country now preaching the gospel because of people's generosity. If you want to be part of that, just you go to pastorstudy.org right there, and you can support us through that, or you'll see an address in a minute. Or if you want your friends to see this program or any of our programs, you can see all of our shows for free at any time by going to pastorstudy.org. But we have been so blessed. And something new I want to talk to you about. If you go to pastorstudy.org, our website, find the Facebook button, tap that, and I write lots of little articles about the most recent heresy and false teaching in the church and in our society. So go to pastorstudy.org, hit the F button, and you'll see all of our Facebook articles. You'll also see all of our Facebook reels, these 30-second sermons that I do. Or hit the YouTube button at our website. You can watch all of our TV shows anytime you like. And now we've also done what they call YouTube Shorts, where our sermons are only like 1 minute, so that's kind of a fun way to do it too. But just thanks for your prayers, thanks for your support. You keep us on the air, and we're reaching more people around the country now than we ever have because of God's provision through you, our viewers. So thank you so much for your prayers. Keep a praying. If the Lord nudges you to help, you'll see the address, and you can see our website to do it there. But God bless, and have a great week. See you next time.
Thank you for watching The Pastor Study. You can watch more of our programs at pastorstudy.org. We are on the air preaching the good news of Jesus Christ because of the generous support of you, our viewers. Would you consider supporting our ministry? You may do so at pastorstudy.org or write The Pastor Study, P.O. Box 41294, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55441. May the blessing of our one triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now and forever.